Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Last week, we talked about trees, and today I want to speak with you about rivers. As a reminder, the Garden of Eden, the perfection of the past, was filled with trees and rivers. And the new heavens and the new earth, the perfection of the future for those who express genuine faith in Christ for forgiveness of sins, is an eternity with the tree of life and a river. Last week, we talked about history, the narrative of past people and events, and apply this to the history of perfection versus the history of imperfection. Each and every one of us has a personal history, rich in that which is not perfect. We have sin. We have mistakes. We have many regrets. And yet, because of what Christ has done for us, dying on the cross to totally remove from us all our sin, our mistakes, and our regrets, we then have a secure and hopeful future of perfection already built and waiting for us. That is heaven. And so let us look into what the Bible says about heaven. In a moment, we will find the river there. But first, let me remind you of rivers in the garden called Eden. This is Genesis chapter 2, verse 10. Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers. This river was God's built-in sprinkler system, and that mighty river split off and became four rivers. Water has always been an essential and life-giving liquid, and in this land of trees and rivers, Adam and Eve enjoyed God and one another. It was perfect. Now, let's fast forward way over to the last book of the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ, and read of our future perfection. I will read chapter 22 in verses 1 and 2. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. On either side of the river was the tree of life. That was Revelation chapter 22, verse 1, and part of verse 2. Did you hear it? There is a river in heaven. It is called a river of the water of life, and it is marvelously described as clear as crystal. And we are told of its source, where it comes from, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. The Lamb here is capitalized, meaning a proper name. Who is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God? So, this river comes from the throne of God and of Jesus Christ. That alone is mesmerizing. But here is what else is true of this river. It is not a literal river, as we think of, say, the Charles River flowing through Boston and Cambridge. The Bible says there is no sea in heaven. Revelation 21, verse 1, there is no longer any sea. There is no hydrologic cycle. Therefore, no rain in heaven such as to fill a river. But this river in Revelation 22, verse 1, is better than a literal river such as the Charles. You say, better? How could that be? I love water, being out on the river, sitting by the river. I did that this summer. Well, me too. We have that in common. But be sure and be here tomorrow because I'm going to reveal to you why this river in heaven is better than a literal refreshing river. So do join me then for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.